SBS Radio.
Kasama natin sa programa ang napakaganda na si Kim Street o si Kimberly Street. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning. So nice to be back in the studio.
Yes, and you have good news and a competition to share to us.
Yes, so I'm proud to announce that I've been selected as one of the finalists for a beauty pageant called Miss Grand Australia.
Yes, we'll talk about the details later. At syempre, alamin natin kung ano ba ang kanyang mga pinagkaabalahan at kanyang mga preparasyon o paghahanda para sa kompetisyon na ito na mangyayari na sa susunod na Sabado. It's happening next week.
Yeah, so the finals will be next Saturday night on June 16th.
Yes, exciting! But later with that. Ayan po ang ating tampok na ulat kung saan inirekomenda ng kilalang otoridad mula sa sistema ng edukasyon ng Finland na magkaroon o ang pagbibigay ng diin sa pag-aaral ng pangalawang wika maliban sa Ingles. Tanungin natin yung kasama natin dito sa studio bago natin alamin yung kanyang competition na bago, no? Kimberly, we were talking off air that studying another language, another foreign language, is important. Why do you think so?
Yeah, I do believe that it's important to study a foreign language, especially if you want to live overseas or travel. It's good to know that language so it can be helpful when you want to get around. Just the basics isn't really important. I know that in school I had to study like French and German.
Mm. And you're also aiming to learn the Filipino language.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I need to, want to really learn to speak Tagalog, especially my heritage is good to, with family. And when I go back to the Philippines, it's good. I do understand, but to learn how to speak is
would And you're be. Looking for a teacher.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to teach me Tagalog, I'm really open to that. Yeah.
Yes. Kimberly, before we talk about your competition, tanungin ka muna namin because you went back to the Philippines.
Yes, we did.
As part of your Miss Philippines Australia winnings, yeah?
Yeah, so we went on a mission trip that was at the end of April. So we went to Philippines, Manila for a week, and it was a really rewarding and fulfilling experience because, as you may know, during the year in preparation, all the finalists raised money for charities over there.
Yeah.
And so me and Miss Charity Queen Carissa, we went back to the Philippines and went to orphanages and university scholars and got to distribute the money and the funds that we raised to them. So it was just really rewarding.
Those funds are from the Miss Philippines Australia competition, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
And how long did you stay in the Philippines?
We were only there for a week. So Sunday to Sunday. It was very short. I wish I could extend. I loved it over there.
Yeah. And where did you go? Which charity was that?
So we went to two orphanages, the House of Angels and St. Rita Orphanage. We also went to TUP, so the Technological University of the Philippines. So the PASC, we sponsor scholars over there. And so the funds went to them.
And did you go visit any places in that 1 week?
Yeah, so we also went to Las Casas.
Oh, wow.
And we visited Mayor Arup in Manila. It was really amazing. And we also got to go on some in the TV studios, on TV shows as in the guests. Audience as guests. So that was very fun.
Mm. When you give the donations for the orphan kids, how did you feel? Like, how was it giving the donations and seeing those kids?
Yeah, it was really, really touched my heart seeing all these kids. It's also very sad to see because the House of Angels is for children who have been abandoned, left on the street or in the hospitals, and this orphanage has taken them in and looked after them. So to spend a few hours with the kids wasn't enough. Mm. And really to see them and interact with them, it was really rewarding and really fulfilling to see that.
And is that why you you aim to join another competition?
Yes, definitely. So with my when I got back, I was really passionate about always wanting to be involved in the community, helping out where I can. So when I saw this opportunity of another pageant, Miss Grand Australia, who really focuses on the betterment of humanity and empowering women, which is really something that I so to be involved in this and to be able to raise money and make a difference where I can really appealed to me.
At sa ating pagpapatuloy, syempre kasama natin si Kimberly Street. At syempre live po tayo sa ating Facebook page, SBS Filipino. Magtungo lamang sa facebook.com at hanapin ang SBS Filipino. At makikita po ninyo ang magandang si Kimberly Street. Kimberly, after Miss Philippines Australia, now it's Miss Grand Australia. Can we first talk about Miss Grand Australia? What does it do? What does it aim to do?
So Miss Grand Australia is one of the, as a prestigious beauty pageant. It's the one of the top three. And they really emphasize and focus on stopping the war and violence in the world. And so this year, Miss Grand Australia has partnered up with a charity called the UN Women's National Committee Australia. So all 27 finalists around Australia will be raising money for this charity, the UN. And for those who don't know, the UN Women seeks to eliminate violence by empowering women, striving for gender equality, and yeah.
I remember when before your competition with Miss Philippines Australia, that's one of your like your vision to, like your advocacy, like empowering women.
Yeah, empowering women. Yeah, that's something that's really close to my heart. To empower women, being a woman, it's really good to be involved in a pageant where we get to meet inspiring, like-minded women, and also to empower those around us and really make a difference.
Yes, and with the Miss Grand Australia, there were 30 from New South Wales. Am I correct?
I think, yeah, there was about 30 that applied. And yeah, they only have, so there's 8 from New South Wales, 6 from Melbourne, and 13 from Queensland.
And the finalists are only 27 or 25?
So there's 27 finalists around Australia.
Yes, yes, and how many from New South Wales?
I believe there's 8 from New South Wales.
And you're one of them.
Yes.
Is there any Filipino included aside from yourself?
Yes, there actually is. Susanna, she was actually Miss Charity Queen of Miss Philippines Australia in 2015.
Oh, wow. She's from Sydney?
Yeah, or? She lives in Sydney as well, yeah.
That's good.
So have a familiar face.
And you also did your charity fundraising last week.
Yeah, so last Sunday I organized a charity event just a local clubhouse near where I live, and I just invited friends and family to gather for this event and to raise money for the charity, the UN Women. And it was just really good to have all this surrounded by all the love and support of my family and to have this amazing event, yeah.
And you were able to fundraise how much?
Just over $900.
Yes, because not much went, isn't it?
Pardon?
Like, not many people came.
Yeah, I was hoping more, but those who came and made time to come, was I really appreciate
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, it was like a cold day.
Yes, it was a cold day, but it was quite nice. We had a fire inside and, yeah, yes, made the most of it, yeah.
Preparing for Miss Grand Australia, what did you do?
What have I done?
Yes.
So apart from, importantly, raising the money and stuff, I've been training, practicing my pageant walk and my questions. And so leading up to it, next week we'll be staying 3 nights at the Sofitel Hotel. We're going on to do some workshops and photo shoots, all in preparation for the finals night on Saturday, June 16th.
Yeah. I know that China Palace, who is our volunteer co-host, she went to Thailand all by herself. She did her makeup by herself. Are you doing that too, by yourself?
I believe, during the 3 days, we do our makeup and hair ourselves, but I think on the finals night, there is a makeup artist team that will be professionally doing our makeup for us, yes.
Yes. If you win Miss Grand Australia, what do you aim to do?
Yeah, it would be such an honour and a privilege to be able to represent my country, because this Miss Grand Australia is an international pageant. So yeah. The winner of this will then go compete in October in Burma against 75 other countries around the world.
Yeah.
So it would be such an amazing experience and an opportunity to be able to represent Australia and showcase to the world how beautiful and multicultural our country is, and also to really stand up for the ending the war and violence and campaigning through this and making a difference.
Yes. For our listeners who want to watch Miss Grand Australia, is it open for the public to watch, like the grand finals?
The grand finals, yeah. So tickets have been on sale, but I believe they have closed already. But there will be a live Facebook stream on their Facebook page.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Miss Grand
yeah.
Australia. Yeah. So they can watch from home, watch anywhere, yeah.
Yes, and it's happening on?
So next Saturday, June 16th at 7 p.m.
Wow, it's 1 week
yeah,
from today.
Yeah, 1 week from today, yeah. The lucky, the new queen will be crowned.
Yeah. I know that your mom is very supportive of you joining pageants, but you personally, what is pushing you to do further beauty competitions?
Beauty competitions. So yeah, as you said, my mom has been very supportive of me through everything. She's even here today in the
yeah.
studio. Yeah, she's been a rock. She's been there through everything. So really appreciative of her support, as well as my family as well. What really appeals to me about beauty pageants, it gives young women a platform, and it gives them a voice to raise awareness about social issues and spread awareness about important things for the community and helping to make a change in our society.
Yes. I remember the first time you came in our studio, you were quite shy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I was. So I've always tended to be on the shy side.
Yeah.
But after joining pageants, people have even said to me, oh, wow, you've changed in like a positive way. I've definitely become more self-confident.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just...
Yeah, we can see that, like the way you talk today, like, from first time and then second time, and then when you co-hosted for us for the program, like more confident.
Yes, no, definitely. Yeah, I see it in myself because I've also been with public speaking.
Yeah.
I was always a bit uncertain about this, but by joining pageants, it's really increased and boost my self-confidence, and it's just been really great.
Yes. Going back to Miss Grand Australia, it doesn't have a talent portion, isn't it?
No, there's no talent portion.
So what are included in the competition?
It's broken up into four components. There's the our social impact and
yeah.
Charity work. So how the girls raise funds for the UN Women, and our social impact, because we also have sponsors, so it's to promote the sponsors involved.
Yeah.
And then there's also a swimwear portion, an evening gown portion, and then of course the interview portion. So yeah,
that's the exciting part.
Yeah. Oh yeah, very exciting. It's good for the judges to get to know us personally through, so we have a closed door interview, so we get to meet the judges and they get to know a bit about ourselves and our personality and what we're all about. And yeah, and then that will also be in the top five. They'll be asked a question on the spot. And yeah.
If say you win and then you go to Miss Grand International, do you think you'll be joining another competition? Beauty competition?
In the future?
In the future, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But yeah, no, I've really, after joining Miss Philippines Australia, that was my first pageant, and now into Miss Grand Australia. It's just really, yeah, I just love the idea of pageants giving platforms to young women. I get to meet like-minded, beautiful women, and it's just such an amazing experience.
Yes. And do you think you're going to be joining beauty competitions in the Philippines? Because I know some beauty pageant competitors who join pageants here in Australia,
they go back to the Philippines
and join competitions there. Do you think you're going to be joining one?
Possibly. don't like to say no.
Yeah.
So I'd like to finish my studies at the moment, and yeah, maybe in the future I may consider competing overseas in the Philippines, but
because we'll you're see. Still young, you're still
yeah. I'm only 19.
6 more yeah. years to join competitions.
Yeah, yeah, so I've got time. Yeah.
Yes, and what are you taking up today? Like, what's your course now?
So I'm studying a Bachelor of Commerce. I'm at Macquarie University, and I'm majoring in finance and accounting. Yeah.
That's an office-based work, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So I like maths and numbers. That's want to go into the finance industry. Should be really good. So I'm in my second year now, so I'm hoping to finish within the next 2 years.
And with the competitions and pageants that you're joining, how do you divide your time?
Yeah, so it's I need to be good with my time and balancing things out. But so I'm just doing 3 subjects at the moment. I'm still studying full time.
Yeah.
But it's all about just planning out my time, have my diary, so making sure I've got uni as well as focusing on the pageant.
And the social life.
And yeah, social life, family time. Yeah, got to all balance that out. Yeah.
Yeah. For those who want to follow you, where they can get hold of you?
So my Facebook page, Kimberly Street, or my Instagram, Kimberly Street. And I've also got a link if those listening who would like to donate to this worthy cause, the UN Women, I have a link there with my Everyday Hero page, and they can donate to this amazing cause.
And we will hear from you after the competition?
Yes, of course. I'd love to come back and share my experience with everyone.
Yes, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming to the studio.
Thank you. I always love to be back here.
Yeah. And please come back.
Yes, of course.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.